We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. Pills that promise to reduce the impact of COVID-19 while also making people less infectious may soon be available in Australia, with the federal government expected to sign a pre-purchase agreement within days. Talks have been underway between federal health authorities and several pharmaceutical companies on securing supplies of COVID therapy drugs, which are in development around the world. The drugs include antivirals and monoclonal antibodies that are being touted as a supplementary means of reducing the impact of COVID along with vaccination. And to read more of the story, you can with a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Students are crying out for more explicit sex education, including more real-world examples of sexual violence and fewer sanitised metaphors. The Sunday Telegraph has gained an insight into what young people want to learn through discussions with former and current students and survivor advocates. The interviews also revealed the glaring discrepancies between what's currently taught at New South Wales public, Catholic and independent schools. Australia's been engaged in a national conversation about consent since thousands of students came forward with harrowing stories. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Swanky city pads with views of the Opera House, gothic mansions and opulent homes with everything from laser rooms to 20-car garages have dominated a list of Sydney's most viewed properties. Realestate.com.au has revealed the most popular listings on its site over the past 5 years. Waterfront settings were among the most popular features, and elaborate home offices were also getting more popular, especially during the pandemic. But the most popular listing was a surprise: a wrecked home in Gosford. The property was reported to have been damaged in a house party. And in sport, Tokyo Golden Girl Ariane Titmus is set to join Kathy Freeman and Ian Thorpe as Australia's most marketable Olympians of all time. The 20-year-old from Tasmania is poised to reel in the riches in the same dominant fashion she has the world's best swimmers. It's estimated Titmus could earn more than $4 million in sponsorship and endorsement deals over the next 3 years ahead of the 2024 Paris Olympics. And that's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au, and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today, or wherever you get your podcasts.